Let's talk to Jack Lavin. He's on the line here, President and CEO of Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce. How you doing, Jack?
Good, Anna. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being on. You're making a bit of news because you came out with a proposal of what you think employers should be doing in order to move forward here as we try to return to the office and get past this pandemic. What do you got?
Yeah, absolutely, Anna. Vaccinations have been essential to the fight against COVID. And we're calling on businesses to review and implement the policies that they have to require all employees to be vaccinated before returning to the worksite, unless there's a valid health or religious reason presented. And if for some reason their operations don't allow this mandated vaccination, they should have stringent masking and testing protocols in place if they can't require the vaccination. We think it's really important. I think businesses are in a unique position to help alter the direction of the pandemic and the variants that are coming. I know the last few years, Edelman has done a trust barometer, Edelman, the worldwide PR agency, and who do employees trust the most? They entrust their employers and the leaders of their company. And so I think it's time to have the conversations with our workers and tell them why it's important to get vaccinated and how it impacts the business, how it impacts their business and their business operations. So I think there's unique discussions that employers can have with their own employees and show why it's not just about the individual. It's about all of us at the business and how the business will do and the performance of the business. And so I think it's time for companies to put these policies in place.
I saw that McDonald's became the latest company, Chicago-based, to say, hey, all of our office workers have to get the vaccine. I know Google and Facebook, with offices there in the West Loop, a lot of those technology companies added their names to the list of folks who are saying, yep, we're going to require it. I think in cases where you return to the office, you got to have one. What percentage would you say overall, Jack, are we looking at right now in terms of Chicago-based companies that are requiring a vaccine to return to work?
Well, Anna, it's definitely a growing number. Earlier this week, United Airlines announced all their employees, Advocate Aurora Health, all their employees, McDonald's, as you said yesterday, Tyson Foods, a manufacturer, and then you mentioned Google, Facebook, Lyft, Walmart and Walgreens for their office employees. There is a growing number, and I think it's the realization that the Delta variant and more variants down the line are continued to help COVID mutate. And if we don't get people vaccinated, these variants will continue to come. That's why the vaccinations are important to do now. Cranes and Harris did a poll, and 75% of business leaders think employees should be vaccinated before returning to the physical office. So this is about getting people back to work. It's about moving our economy forward. We can't afford to take a step back. And that's why we need to take a stronger stance as employers, as the business community, to require all our employees to be vaccinated so they can return to the work site and we can get people back to work and keep our economy moving forward.
Jack, you mentioned returning to the workplace again. And before I let you go, I just want to ask you about that. We walk into a building downtown here at Wacker in Columbus, 20-story building, very few people still in the lobby when I come in at 9 o'clock in the morning, very few people when I leave. Downtown has not really come back the way we thought. Now, I know fall had initially been the dates that they were circling on the calendar for a safe return to the office. I've heard that some companies are pushing that forward even more to January, February, potentially. What are you hearing on that?
Yeah, I think people are looking at the Delta variant and watching it closely and making those decisions. I think a key thing is getting our kids back in school. That's why a lot of companies targeted Labor Day to return to the office. People are looking at that. I think there are companies returning to the office and will continue. Some have pushed it back a little bit, but that's why we need to get everybody vaccinated. That's why all our employees need to get vaccinated or have very strict testing and masking protocols, because we got to get people back to work. We got to have the traffic downtown growing so that all the businesses that benefit from that can get their people back to work. So that's why it's important. It's a unique time, and businesses are in a unique position to help alter the direction of this pandemic, get their employees vaccinated, and they can have discussions with their employees that government can't do, and those people, they don't trust a lot of political leaders right now, but they do trust their employers and the CEOs and leaders of their businesses to have those discussions about how this is important for the operation of our business, mm-hmm. for our success, to keep people working and keep people in their jobs.
Interesting point, Jack. Thank you for joining us. Always appreciate your time.
Sure, Anna. Thanks for having me on.
Have a good afternoon. That's Jack Lavin. He's the president, CEO of Chicagoland Chamber of Commerce.